Haley Benton hung upside down by her knees on the park's jungle gym. Known as Freckles or Freckleface to her friends, her hair dangled near the ground from movement while she chatted with her best friend, Mia Neal. Mia, or Blondie to those who love her, sat cross-legged atop the monkey bars, flipping through emails on her phone. Freckles tried swinging her orange ponytail close as possible to the ground below as blood rushed her head.
"The way I figure it, we'd be better detectives than the famous character Nancy Drew. I've read every one of her books and enjoyed them, but things are different now. We have access to technology she didn't, and the world is at our access. With Dad hung up on football in his man cave, giving us access to the upstairs TV, we've been able to binge watch mysteries. Between that and reading like there's no tomorrow, we've learned a lot about the process, and we've got the benefit of experience. You have a good point, Freckles, but we're only 11. Who would take kids seriously and trust us with a case?" Blondie screwed the side of her face up. Freckles loved when she did that. It was a sign Blondie was weighing pros and cons and most likely getting ready to agree.
"It's a matter of proving ourselves. Cases will start to flood to us. That's how it happens in mystery shows. After the first is solved, they come out of nowhere. I'm telling you, we solve one and gain a reputation. Boom, we will have more than we can handle."
Blondie nodded, glancing at the clouds. "I suppose you're right. We have the benefit of the internet. I can create a website with pertinent information so we are legit. We could run a blog from there and share it on Facebook and tweet it out. We can put it on Pinterest, Snapchat, and Instagram. It won't take long to spread the word once we have something to advertise and show we can get the job done.
In the meantime, we can fake it until we get a case under our belts. We can blog about safety. People love sharing that stuff."
"That's a great idea, Freckles."
Blondie put her phone aside. Katie Watkins climbed out of her mom's vehicle and pulled her bike from the bed of the truck. Her shoulders slumped, and she didn't smile when she waved goodbye to her mom or as she locked her bike in the parking stand. The girls were among the many playing in the park, attending their pal's birthday party. Katie spoke to a few of their friends playing hopscotch without cracking a smile. Then, Katie strolled toward the swings beside the monkey bars.
"Katie doesn't look too happy. Wonder what's going on."
Blondie put her phone away and gave the party full attention. A crowd gathered around the tables, sampling snacks arranged for them. Balloons and streamers draped round the shelter, and a piñata hung from a tree branch.
"Hi, Katie."
Freckles smiled as Katie took a swing close by.
"What's wrong? Are you upset? Didn't you want to come to the party?"
Katie shrugged and swung herself high.
"Sure, I wanted to come to Valerie's party. I wanted to go to Sarah's house and say goodbye before she left. Her family's going to Florida for a couple weeks. It seems like forever to me. I'll miss her so much. We do everything together."
"I get you, girl. I'd feel the same if Freckles took off for a long time."
Blondie smiled at her. Freckles' face heated. It must be bright red beneath a splattering of dots across her nose.
"I'd miss you too, Blondie. I'm not sure what I'd do without you for that long."
"Why didn't you go say goodbye?"
Blondie addressed Katie.
"Mom said they'd be too busy to have me underfoot. She was running late for work, so she dropped me off, saying to forget about it. I have my bike, so I can get home after the party ends. Mom said I can call Sarah tonight, but it won't be the same."
Katie's red gym shoes shot high in the air as she swung as tall as the swing set frame, and the pressure jiggled the attached monkey bars. Her short, cropped, dark hair flew out from her head with the wind she created. Blondie grabbed a bar beneath her butt to keep from being jarred off. The jiggling tickled Freckles' belly, making her upside-down dangle more daring. Enough blood in her head, her brain was working on overdrive. Katie didn't appear any happier and acted like she wanted to be alone. Fine with Freckles, she and Blondie had plans to make.